Thank you. Do be seated. Catherine will now bring us our reading for this morning, which is Psalm 100.
The reading today is Psalm 100, which is on page 604, if you want to follow along. Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Thank you. I think that it's working. It's brand new. So let's hope that keeps going. Just before coming in this morning, I'm reminded by Sid that in theatre companies, some of the actors actually have three of these. One to use, another one to use if that one doesn't work, and a third one to use if those two don't work. And as they cost £1,000 each. So, here we are again. Seems a long time since I was here, standing here. It is a long time since I was standing here. Well over 3 years now. And I wasn't even sure whether I would be standing here again, but we are. So hard luck. Those clever people who've timed their holidays, you know, well done. And I was talking with Angela just as I was coming in this morning. It's so difficult to choose what to do for a one-off sermon. It's all right if you've got a series, you know, 12 Sundays on Ephesians. Fine, you know, where you're starting and how to, you know, but very, very difficult. And I thought, perhaps a psalm would be nice. Oh, I haven't done 119 recently. But I couldn't see how I could fit the 176 verses into one sermon. So I gave that up. Anyway, I was walking back from one stop one morning, as one does. I kept on finding in the same sort of day after day after day, the same tune coming into my head. And I was humming it along and I thought, sure, this tune's got words to it. And then the next week, I started again humming it and the words came back to mind. And I thought, well, it's not really surprising because I was brought up in an Anglican church. And in the good old C of E, they have liturgy. Now, if you don't know what a liturgy is, it's not something you go around collecting, you know, in only when people have been dropping stuff on the floor. That's not liturgy, that's litter. Okay, but liturgy is when you have a sort of a particular format for a service and you follow it each Sunday. Now, I became a choir boy in the Church of England at the age of 7. I was so small, I could only just see over the top. My dad was in the choir and he was the one who persuaded me to join. And there I was for 11 years. And every Sunday morning, part of the morning service was the tune that was going through my head. And I thought, well, I suppose I should remember it because I've only sung it, I'd worked it out, about 480 times. And for me, that would probably help me learn it. Anyway, I thought I'd look it up, so I found, I googled it because I couldn't find my prayer book, and I found out it was called Jubilate, and it's based on Psalm 100. And every Sunday morning, the choir tends to sing either that or the Benedictus, which is another Latin installation, which is Zechariah's song of praise after the birth of John the Baptist in Luke chapter 1. But because Jubilate is shorter, most churches tend to go for that, most Sundays. So I looked it up, and there it was in my Bible, actually, Psalm 100. So, there it is, Jubilate Deo. Now, I bet you didn't know it was called Jubilate Deo, and the reason, because it isn't. That is what the Anglicans decided to call it, and they are working on a Latin basis, because as we all know, the New Testament and Old Testament were not written in Latin. But somehow it's got a feel to it, Jubilate. So, that's what it's called, every Sunday morning, or every other Sunday morning. And do you know, it's the only psalm which has a heading, a psalm of thanksgiving. The only one in the whole collection of psalms with that superstructure, or whatever it's called. A psalm of thanksgiving. So I thought, well, I could do that one. I'll start having to think about it. So I had to start having to think about it. And the next day was a Sunday, and I tend to follow the Scripture Union Word Live thought for the day, and guess what it was? You're right, Psalm 100. And I thought, there's a confirmation. God definitely wants me to do that, so a psalm of thanksgiving it is. No Latin, Jubilate Deo, that means rejoice in the Lord. That's okay, because that's the psalm. Shout with joy to the Lord, my version says, for the first line. So that's not too bad. My A-level Latin wasn't really great help in working that out, but I did find out that it was sung at the coronation of our late Queen in 1953. And I can remember that very well, because I was standing in my front room in my house in Ilford, Essex, and we was surrounded by the Old Street, because the Old Street came into what we just bought a telly. The first ever black and white telly that we'd ever had, and so we were watching the coronation. 1953. So that was my first viewing on a TV, and it was this particular Psalm 100. So, point one. Shout it out! Now you might find that rather strange. As a first point from this psalm, but I don't know whether your version is the same, but mine definitely starts out with the word shout. Does yours start with the word shout? Shout with joy, it says here. Shout. Now, what does shout mean? It means make a lot of noise. Does it not? You can't change the meaning of that. It's either loud noise or it's something, another word you need. So, we have to shout out. And the funny thing about this psalm is, not only has he got this sort of line at the top to say it's a psalm of thanksgiving, it also, every verb, now I'm getting a bit technical here, but every verb in the psalm is an imperative. Now, there you are. I can now, my English teacher will be so pleased with me. An imperative, which is a command. Do it. Do it. Do it. That's what a command is. Yeah? And this starts with a command. It's not, if you feel like it, if you got out of the right side of bed this morning, if you had a nice trip, if you met so-and-so on the way and you had a lovely chat, then shout it. No, it just says, shout with joy. It's a command. Now, often we feel, in a church, we should speak in a whisper. Don't you think, shh, someone might hear what you're saying otherwise. It's very rare to be asked to shout, but this is what this psalm does. Shout with joy. It's a command. Now, joy and noise often go together, don't they? Parties. Who's been to a silent party? Well, I don't see many hands out there. It was our younger grandson's 18th birthday last week, and we went to the party. There is life outside. We were glad to find out. And it's my granddaughter's 18th birthday tomorrow. She's currently landing in Corfu. Do you think I could no, perhaps not. I won't try. But I could wish her a happy birthday from here. So shout it out with joy. What are we shouting for? Well, he doesn't tell us. Not yet. It will tell us. But this psalm has got command, 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 reason. Command, 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 reason. That's how it's written. So, we've got to shout with joy. We've got to worship the Lord. We've got to, versions say, serve the Lord with gladness. We've got to come before him singing. They are all commands. We don't have any choice. Do it, do it, do it, is what the psalmist is saying. Now there was during lockdown, lots of choirs sort of disintegrated. Because, you know, you can't stand in your front garden and be a choir, can you? It's very difficult. Some of the people who were involved in choirs actually worked this thing where you record a bit and others record a bit, yeah, and you get your screen with about 12 squares on it, and each one has got a face in it, and they're all singing, and when you put it together, it sounds like a choir. Well, there was a group of people called the Welsh in the West End, and they were all actors and actresses who take part in the West End musicals, and they are sort of always employed singing. But they couldn't sing during lockdown, of course. But they did this thing where you record your own bit and then put them together. They had good fun doing that. But when they actually appeared on BGT, that program which I'm sure you don't watch, Britain's Got Talent, they came on one after another with a great beam on their face. And Simon Cowell said, "Why are you looking like that?" They said, "It's the first time we've met and sung together since lockdown. We're actually together. We're not in lots of little screens." So, it's a great thing to sing for joy together. And the psalmist is suggesting that that's what we should do every time we come together to worship. And on a grand scale, it doesn't just mean you here in the church. It means in the whole of Oni, and it's all the earth, my Bible says. All the earth. Can you imagine what that would be like? Shouting with joy. Well, I think we'll find out one day, actually. And it is appropriate for us to up the volume so that we can actually shout. Now, why? We need to know why, don't we, really? So, the first reason, which, by the way, we are commanded to do, acknowledge, it says, acknowledge that the Lord is God. All right, that's a command as well, isn't it? So, take that into consideration. Think about who made you. And it says, he made us and we are his. That's the first reason. Each one of us is a unique creation, individually handcrafted by the all-powerful God. Love him or hate him, can't get past the fact that he created us and we belong to him. But more than that, since the arrival of Jesus in the world, with his life and death in our place, we have the possibility of being totally new creations in our life. As the writer puts it in Hebrews chapter 10, the first OT, Old Testament covenant, wonderful though it was, has been replaced by a second covenant, which makes us holy by virtue of Jesus' sacrifice for us. And that we'll be celebrating fairly shortly. So our sins are forgiven. We're reconciled to God our Father. And we've all set out on a marathon. The race of life. Now, if anyone ever asks you, have you done a marathon? You can all say, I'm actually running one now. That'll up your kudos, won't it, with a, really? I haven't seen you out training. Ah, it's all my life. Because that's what we're told. We're running a race. And we don't finish that race until we finish on this earth. So, yeah, we're all involved in marathons, folks. We have a new covenant, a new life. We're all new creations, totally loved by a Heavenly Father. He's so wonderful in his character and deeds. He's the epitome of goodness, wisdom, power, justice, you name it, truth, love, mercy, grace. So acknowledge this, we must, when we come together. Acknowledge that this is what God does. So we have to shout with joy. It's a jolly good reason for shouting for joy. So, a whole new lifestyle has been opened up to us, and we now form part of God's family permanently. I think I'm on number three, by the way. Because we got, why should we? And now we should have number three, the grass is greener. Well, it's always the case, isn't it? The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. That's what we tend to say. But we're in a good position. Our leader, our shepherd, is the Lord Jesus himself. And he, as we know, because he told us, he goes ahead of all the sheep and makes sure they don't fall into a ditch, that they don't get into the wrong field where the bull is standing, or whatever it happens to be. So, we may be attracted by all sorts of diversions, different activities, different ways of doing things, but our shepherd is the one to take notice of. He knows all our needs and he can point us in the correct direction. And in Psalm 23, a bit earlier on in the book of Psalms, we'll find that he will ensure our food is suitable, our water is clean and close by, and our actions helpful, so that we can grow in grace in a way that refines us and helps us to become better sheep. He navigates our journey. Nothing in life is meaningless or random. Everything is there for a purpose, and he will guide us through that. So, shouting with joy should be a great desire when we meet together. So it's God's character, it's the shepherd leading us. And for number four, the next command is, come in, come in, and sing. It says here in my version, enter his gates with thanksgiving and go into his courts with praise. Two more commands, enter, go into, same thing really. The person writing this is thinking of the temple in Jerusalem. And I think probably the entrance to the temple in Jerusalem is slightly different from ours at the back there. But it doesn't matter. Go in, and enter his courts so that you can pray and praise together with your fellow Christians. And one day, when that happens, we'll be in heaven, won't we? And we'll enter into the biggest temple that you could ever imagine, and we'll become part of a universal choir, and we'll all have universally beautiful voices. So whatever your voice is like now, don't worry if you think you can't sing now. It'll all be smoothed out. Now we can rejoice with glad hearts full of praise and thanksgiving. The fact is that God has done everything for us. He's rescued us from a fate worse than death. And that's a message we can take around the world, wherever we go. We enjoy his favour, his grace, and his forgiveness. And we know him with our heads and praise him with songs from the heart. Loudly is what the psalmist is saying here. So, do you notice? Clever signal, that. Does it work? Is there another one? Number five. Yes. Past, present, and future. Well, we have discovered in our own lives that the Lord is good. But he's going to be like that eternally for us. Do you remember the incident of Moses and the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3? God had decided that Moses was to go and speak to the captive Israelites in Egypt and tell them that they were going to be released. And he said, well, they don't really know me. They won't particularly recognize me. How will they know that I'm really sent by you? And he said to Moses, tell them that I am has sent you. Use my name. And that was his name. We call it Jehovah or Yahweh. And it means I am. But it means more than that. It can mean I was. And it can mean also, I will be. So the name Yahweh actually indicates the eternal nature of God. Was, is, will be. And do you remember, Jesus himself used that title. And when he does, sometimes it's the Lord, the word Lord is used, it's always in capital letters. And there's usually a footnote saying, this was the name of God in Exodus chapter 2, in the footnotes. Jesus himself took this name, Yahweh, I am, to himself. In fact, Jesus tells us that he is with us through all time and that we're yoked together. Have you ever imagined yourself as being yoked? You know the old pictures we got of, two bulls, or not bulls, it'd be cows, won't it, together, and they're yoked so they can pull something along, and they've got this wooden thing here, one here, and then there's another one there for the second one. And you can't move, you're there. You're there in it together. Well, that's what we are with Jesus. Jesus said we are yoked together. So that means that through all the difficult times, he's with us. Couldn't be closer. And he knows what he's doing. So his unfailing love and his faithfulness, these are certainly real reasons for shouting out for joy. So, what does the writer of the psalm expect from us? Well, he certainly wants us to act on all seven of his command words. Shout, serve, come before him, acknowledge him, enter, give thanks, bless, seven. Perhaps it would be a good thing to think through these seven commands every day. Start the day in the morning. I must do this. I've got to do that and that. And we can work through it. We can also reflect on how God has done this, has helped us, and we've been yoked together with Jesus all through our lives. So, what are we waiting for? I think it's time to stand up and to rejoice and shout together in joy with our next hymn. Let's do that.